Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Phil, in my hand is a glossy election season mailer that showed up in my mailbox pushing all the jobs that are going to be created by the Howard Terminal Project. So the campaign is really ramping up.
It is. It's not just in the mails that you're receiving. If you're in Oakland, there's billboards both for and against the ballpark going up. Those for it are from the Oakland A's. Those against it are being paid for in part by the maritime industry that would share space with the ballpark, and they're not crazy about a ballpark moving into an active port. But right now we've hit sort of the crux, because what we're starting to see is the community and the city council start to weigh in on this deal. And, you know, it's interesting, Holly and Jeff, you know, there's nothing like a $1 billion deal to transform a sports team, the Oakland A's, into a group of billionaire sports team owners. In this case, the Fisher family, John Fisher, owners or founders of Gap Clothing, huge mega company that owns the A's. All of a sudden it becomes what's good, you know, it's the billionaires versus the ball players, and or in terms of images. And in this case, the Fisher family and the A's have proposed everything from the ballpark, 32,000 seats, to retail, a massive hotel, and some 3,000 apartments be built on the site as well. And Oakland activists and Oakland City Council people are kind of shocked to saying, yeah, that's great, but where's the affordable housing? And that is becoming the big sort of stumbling block or snag that's hit. We know that that's a hot issue. They're out on the street saying it's a hot issue. That's what's going to be the tug of war, those jobs versus affordable housing. How do they get them together in the next couple of days?
Phil, if it all comes down to this, do you see the A's changing their positioning on this just to get it through?
That's going to be interesting. I talked with one of the council members this morning, and he said he hasn't heard any change from the A's. And you wouldn't necessarily hear anything public, because this is where the negotiations go on. I talked with another developer who's been worked with Oakland repeatedly, and they said, you know, what the question isn't going to be, the question is this. The A's want to pay for, let's say, affordable housing and other benefits out of money that's earned from the increased values of taxes in that area. They're promising about $450 million, but that won't kick in for years. And what the city council wants is either affordable housing on the spot right now, or for the A's to pay an affordable housing fee like other developers. And that could be some serious money. All right. So if this were, say, you know, a place like San Francisco or something like that, you might have stuff going on behind the scenes where they say, I'll tell you what, that's public. That's what everybody's going to be looking at, is this affordable housing thing. Let's see if we can swing that by giving you a break, let's say, in payments over here to maybe to the port or something else. Let's see where it's not so public they're going to be looking. So the question is, can they finesse this affordable housing? It is the hot issue. It's probably the only one of few issues out there that's bigger than a ballpark, but that's the one that they're going at, and so far, no change.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.